Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm Winston Harris, and here's what's happening. A dog rescue unfolded right outside our studio at 2400 Market Street Monday. Two men jumped into the river to save a runaway dog. KYW's Matt Coughlin has the details.
Apparently he just jumped into the river.
That's Jaya Washington of University City. She was walking her dog Bentley along the Schuylkill River path in Center City shortly before noon.
So I was holding him and I was pulling his collar because he was barking at another dog and he slipped out of his harness.
Into the water Bentley went. Troy Fritzinger was running by when he saw a crowd gathered. A dog was in the water, but other than a lot of shouting, nobody was doing anything. So he jumped in, swam out about 50 yards, and helped Bentley back.
So I ran out of breath about 10 yards away, and two other people pulled me out, but I was definitely out of breath, exhausted by the end of it.
I do feel relieved. He's just such a hyper dog. Like, he's older, but he's very, like, he acts like a puppy, so he gets really excited and rowdy.
Paramedics checked Fritzinger, but he declined treatment. Thousands of union members marched for Philadelphia's Labor Day parade. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports the annual celebration also kicks off the campaign season.
Drumlines and dancers, motorcycles and marchers, the Labor Day procession had all the elements of a holiday parade, plus politicians. Dozens of elected officials spoke before the parade to this all-important Democratic voting bloc. State House Majority Leader Joanna McClinton urged members to help shore up the party's leadership in her chamber.
It's important that I keep that gavel or all these good pro-labor bills will not move.
Mayor Sherelle Parker said Philadelphia turnout might also flip the state Senate and deliver the Harris-Walz ticket to the White House.
We're going to do it just like the resilient underdogs that people have professed that they thought we were. Every time they underestimate us, we prove to the nation that we know how to deliver.
The stakes have perhaps never been higher for organized labor, which has thrived under the Biden administration, but sees the Trump-Vance ticket as hostile to unions. A 35-year-old woman is dead after Philadelphia police say someone hit her with their car in the city's Olney neighborhood. Authorities say the woman was on Fisher Avenue near 5th Street around 11 Sunday night when a car struck her. They say the driver did call 911 to report it, but did not stay on scene to help or wait for police. They're still looking for the driver. Next week's presidential debate at the National Constitution Center will be on the lesson plans of many Philly teachers. We get the story from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
Stephen Fleming says he'll encourage the students in his communications class at Martin Luther King High to watch next Tuesday night's debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump and to listen critically. Then they'll talk about it.
And I've at least taught them the art of listening and speaking and listening to not always to respond, but listen to understand what the other person is trying to say and to be respectful.
We asked teachers at Philadelphia's Labor Day Parade about their debate assignments. Brittany Palma says she'll ask her fifth grade social studies students at Carnell Elementary to watch the debate happening in their hometown.
A lot of my students are from other countries and now they're acclimating to Philly. So just the fact that we are making history in Philadelphia together is very important.
She says while her students are too young to vote, they're old enough to watch the debate and learn. Well, it turns out political endorsement is not for the birds. Ads declaring Vice President Kamala Harris as the official candidate of the Philadelphia Eagles have appeared at bus shelters around Center City. But according to the Eagles, they are fake news. The team posted a notification to X saying they're aware counterfeit political ads are being circulated and are working with advertising to have them removed. The ads show a cartoon image of a woman in profile, presumably Harris, wearing an Eagles helmet and carrying a football. Below the image, in big bold lettering, is the name Kamala. The ads also feature a URL that points to a real but old nonpartisan website set up by the team providing information about registering to vote in the 2024 primary election. It's unclear who created and distributed the ads. That's the All Local. I'm Winston Harris. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.